This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, right across Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is QNN, a look back at the events of the week in news and sport, important to gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and intersex communities. QNN.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. The New South Wales government has introduced a bill that would see people with HIV or an STI who fail to take reasonable precautions face a fine or up to 6 months in prison. The proposed changes to the Public Health Act have been slammed by health experts, including sexual health organisation ACON, who have said they're at odds with good public health practice. A spokesperson for ACON said, "The new offence created in this bill introduces unprecedented, unjustified, and disproportionate penalties and runs counter to good public health processes." Rugby star and player for the Wallabies, Israel Folau, has come out against same-sex marriage, expressing his opposition on social media last week. He wrote, "I love and respect all people for who they are and their opinions, but personally, I will not support gay marriage." Interestingly, Folau graced the cover of LGBTI news magazine Star Observer as recently as 3 years ago for an article on eradicating homophobia in sport. Tony Abbott's daughter Frances has shown her support for marriage equality and decision to vote yes in an Instagram post earlier this week. Despite her dad being a vocal advocate in the no camp, Frances took to social media to express her support for equality by posting an image of herself wearing a Vote Yes t-shirt. She captioned the image by writing, "I don't really care much for politics, but I do really care a lot for love." Members of the Vote No campaign have taken to Sydney's skies to spread their message over the weekend, and LGBTI people and their allies have taken to social media to respond. A skywriter was employed to scroll the words Vote No across the sky 4 times on Sunday and appeared to have been paid for by a GoFundMe campaign, which raised over $2,000. Comedian Joel Creasy tweeted, "How dare they invade our space? The gays have ruled the skies for years, handing out peanuts and soft drinks." A Straight Lives Matter rally that was announced last month is set to go ahead in Sydney this Saturday. The rally has been moved to Green Park in Darlinghurst, which is ironically both a well-known beat and the site of the Gay and Lesbian Holocaust Memorial. The rally has been organised by the far-right group Party for Freedom. A Canberra teenager has been jailed for 9 months over his role in a Grindr scam that led to a man committing suicide. The 17-year-old is the fifth person to plead guilty to his part in the crime, including a 15-year-old who avoided jail earlier this year. The scam involved meeting men from Grindr, then threatening to accuse them of being pedophiles if they did not pay the money. Gay comedian and popular television host Ellen DeGeneres has thrown her support behind marriage equality in Australia after posting an image on social media of her with her partner Portia de Rossi. Taking to Twitter, DeGeneres posted an image of her wife and encouraged Australians to vote yes. She wrote, "I appreciate my wife every day. I can't imagine calling her anything else." That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. A soccer fan has been fined and sent to an LGBT education session after shouting anti-gay slurs during a match. Leicester supporter Jason Holmes was arrested and charged with indecent chanting at the Brighton and Hove Albion match on August 19. He pleaded guilty to the offence in Leicester Magistrates Court and has been slapped with a £300 fine, as well as voluntarily attending a class with anti-discrimination campaigner Kick It Out. Homophobic tennis player Margaret Court has been dumped from her local tennis club over her anti-LGBT views. The 75-year-old was the vice patron of the Cottesloe Tennis Club in Perth, but was voted out after she recently compared gay people to Hitler and the devil. Court told the West Australian that she lost the re-election in a politically motivated vote designed to silence her. Tennis legend Billie Jean King says she would love to talk to Court about her increasing anti-gay views and questions whether an arena should still be named after her. And finally, on the back of the vote, the National Rugby League has publicly expressed its support for same-sex marriage. Openly gay former player Ian Roberts penned a letter to the head of the National Rugby League, Todd Greenberg, asking him to support marriage equality, and then the league announced they would be voting yes. Other professional sports leagues have reportedly lent their support or are planning to, including Cricket Oz, Rugby Union, the Football Federation and AFL. Rugby player Israel Folau later tweeted that he will not be supporting gay marriage because of his religion. With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
Thanks to a dedicated team of volunteers. That was QNN. QNN is produced at Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station dedicated to providing informing, uplifting and empowering content for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.